soul consciousness. That's the point. So relationship to the point is critical. Now, once we're in relationship with the point, we have power. We have soul power, and we can bring that power through into our psyches, into our minds, and we can help that power join forces with the forgiveness and compassion of our own hearts and the light of Ho'oponopono, and we can minister that power to a very important part of ourselves. And this part of ourselves is the part of the psyche known as the ego. Now, consider the ego is part of our personality, involved intimately with our personality and with the fact that we identify ourselves as physical beings. So we think we are our physical bodies. This is what the ego constantly encourages us to believe, that you are physical, that I am physical, so therefore I am limited and defined by a physical material world. Whereas in fact, all of the scriptures, all of the prophets, all of the teachers, all of the masters, all of the lovers and all of the friends are telling us that in fact that is not entirely so. We are indeed spiritual beings. Whatever that may mean to you as an individual, it is the fact of your inner nature. And the only real choice you have in any given moment is to accept that fact or to ignore it. And because we've got very good at ignoring it, we've created a sticky little mess for ourselves called the modern world, which we are now perceiving as being gobbled up by calamitous occurrences and karmic consequences and the confluence and convergence of extraordinary titanic forces which we have no control over. But I'm here to give you the good news, along with everyone else that's ever spoken on the subject with any degree of enlightenment at all, is that there's no battle to be won. There is simply a surrendering of a perspective held in place by your awareness and your attitude. And once you shift your awareness and your attitude into something far more wonderful, then the whole drama of life shifts into something far more wonderful. And what was certain doom now becomes something entirely different. And I think you're going to enjoy it. In fact, I'm sure you are. So, the secrets, soul consciousness, forgiveness. Forgiveness in terms of soul consciousness, what is Jesus's core teaching in relation to the yoga of Babaji? Well, it's very simple. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the prison that the soul is trapped in. The soul is trapped in a prison of psycho-spiritual, psycho-emotional, psycho-physical dynamics. It's trapped in a neurochemical, electrochemical, and electromagnetic solution, which is liquid, ectoplasmic. It's what your brain is floating in. All of these fluids around the brain are critical to the experience that the soul is having within the physical world, because that neural web there is literally the movie house. It's the production theater. It's God's mixing room, which you as the child are allowed to play in, and you can mix the sound and the vision in any way you like to create the big movie with all the special effects, and you can create any movie you want, and you will experience that as your external world. And so if you create a movie in your own consciousness of a world outside you that you do not control, that has titanic forces in it, astrological forces, cosmic forces, archetypal forces, mythological forces, which shackle you to a guaranteed outcome, which keep you on a wheel, a cycle of habits and reincarnations and cycles that you just can't get off, and it takes some kind of superheroic spiritual effort, which involves lots and lots and lots of letting go and sacrifice of all your material things and whatnot, that you can't get off this thing. Well, in fact, that's not so. All it requires is a willingness to do it, and an understanding of how the psychological mechanism is in place, in what in fact imprisons the soul. And this is where forgiveness comes in. Forgiveness is the solvent that dissolves the glue that holds all that together. Let me say that again. Forgiveness is the solvent that dissolves the glue that holds that psychological, that psycho-emotional, that psycho-spiritual, that neurochemical, that neuroelectric, electromagnetic and electrochemical interface between your brain, your mind, your soul, your psyche, your physiology, and indeed the physical world.